Yeah. It's Stick Figure Mike.
Like
yeah. Ugly dude, gap teeth, fitted cap, khakis. Back with a vengeance, never timid when I smash beats. Living like a black sheik, kicking with Iraqis. Homie eyes driven, you was sitting in the backseat. Crass beach, black sheep, dressed like the wolves is. All about the paper like the pastor in the pulpit. Semi-automatic, rapping, hollow-pointed, full clip. Central Topeka, homie, repping to the full is. Nah, it ain't a movement, but it's meant to move you. Bring it to the crew, dude. Sorry, that's a lose-lose. Pockets getting fatter, got your boy rocking moo moos. Throw a hater off the stage and put it on the YouTube.
All right, pockets getting fatter. It's Stick Figure in the studio with us.
Hola.
And the topic today is free CDs in the manner of digital distribution. And there's three around Lawrence that we sort of noticed were giving away their albums, Stick being one of them, also ID and Sleeper. And the third one being DJ Spence. We thought we'd bring him in and talk about that a little bit, as well as just introduce you to some great new Lawrence area hip hop. Welcome, Stick.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, man. Yeah.
So, anyways, pockets getting fatter, not quite yet.
Not quite yet. It's, yeah. It's the idea that if you give somebody a sample of something great or good, you know what I mean? That its potency will bring them back the second time around, because it's not happening again, at least not on my end. Like, I know music gets bootlegged and things like that, but on the level that we're dealing with, very like hand-to-hand grassroots level of working on music, we don't have leaks. We don't have, you know what I mean, I'm not dealing with a major label or anything. Like, stuff's not hidden in some secret vault or anything. So I just made a decision that if I if I give the music away for free on the first go round, I can get it to more people and hopefully attract people to come to shows and maintain an interest, you know, for as long as that spreads. And then by the next time they come back around to get whatever the next project is or product or show, they'll be gracious enough to come up off of that $10. Because I just gave you some free music, so, you know, don't act like I never gave you nothing. Basically is what I'm saying.
Right. And it's not, it's not like it's an entirely new concept in hip-hop. Mixtape has been around forever.
Right, definitely.
But, I mean, is this your mixtape or is this something different?
No, this is not a mixtape at all. Standard concept for a mixtape is the jack beats and all the music may not be original. I did a mixtape a while ago, The Skinny, which also was given away for free. And I don't know if that got spread as widely as it could have. This one's doing a lot better. This is all original music produced by Leonard Destroy of the Deep Thinkers. Great production. Some of my best rhymes. It's all original music. So you're really getting a project for the free. You know, you're really getting off easy. You know, I'm letting you off easy for giving you some really good music. Because, like, again, I can't stress enough, that's probably not going to happen again. So, yeah, so it's not a mixtape. It's a great record and you should own a copy of it. You know, in the desert, hot as Arizona summers, in the ghetto with a sweatshirt. Come up with that bread if you really want the guest verse. And then I drop bars like he wasn't in my network. Yes, sir, believe that. Pick some other cliche. It's over for these lames when I got the beat tape. You see, I'm the rapper. Lenny be the DJ. You bugging just the cousins and you loving how we relate. Now, ain't I the truth? I'm paying my dues. Just doing what I'm doing out here, making my moves. Ain't I the truth? Now, ain't I the truth? Now, ain't I the truth? Boy, ain't I the truth? Now, ain't I the truth? I stay in the booth. I'm snapping on these tracks. I ain't playing with you. I said, ain't I the truth? Now, ain't I the truth? Now, ain't I the truth? Boy, ain't I the truth?
So how else have you gone at getting your music out there? You ever been one of those guys who passes out CDRs on Mass Street and like taps you on the shoulder? And
I'm gonna tell you what, I haven't been that person, but I probably should be. I've gone over that in my head a lot. I don't know about CDRs. I think maybe taking a more professional approach to the presentation of the music is important. But I'm definitely not above, you know what I mean, pounding the pavement and getting in people's faces. I guess. I don't know. I haven't taken a poll yet to find out whether or not that works for, like, the consumer. Like, if you're at the gas station. I'm from Topeka, so we got enough guys who, you know, if you at the gas station, they run up on you and, yeah, and you know, hey, man, you got $5. You want this music? And I haven't taken a poll to find out whether that's effective or not. What's worked? Oh, go ahead.
Have you ever, you know, actually jumped at one of those?
Came up off
offers?
Of it? Yeah. I have. I've done it. But that's because I, you know, that's me, though. Like, I make music, and I'm looking at this guy like, oh, well, he makes music, too. Let me be supportive. I don't know about, you know, the 38-year-old, you know, soccer mom, though. No. I don't know if that works for her. You know, I can't tell you. So, so far, what's worked for me is I give the music at the show, because I figure if you're at a show, you already have an interest. So I would assume that if I approached you with music, since you're here to hear music anyway, that this will work out and the transaction will be cool, because you're here to hear music anyway. But sometimes that's not the case either, you know. But
yeah, cool. You know. At least locally, it seems like you've been catching some people's ears, getting some spins on KJHK and all that stuff.
Yeah, man. It's good. Shout out to Lawrence, man. Thank you so much for being supportive. You know, I really appreciate it. It's really caught me off guard. I mean, I'm just really like happy that people are digging the music anyway, and are coming out and, you know, knowing words of songs and stuff like that. That's dope. I've seen people walk around with stick figure shirts and all of that. So that's what it's about, man. I really appreciate all that.
And I think, I mean, last time you were in here with us in our podcast studio, we were talking about the skinny. Now that you got this 24/7 EP done, talk a little bit about, you know, this one, how it came together, and, you know, how you feel about it.
I feel really good about it, number one. It came together about, I want to say, a year ago when I was living in Kansas City. Leonard Destroy had some beats. I was in need of doing a project, and I just had the itch. I just wanted to rap. And I was like, send me some beats. He sent me some beats. I wrote some raps. Recorded it that week, and it was done. You know, everything else was just a process of getting it mastered and mixed and everything ready to go. And I think it's a great record, man. Some of my best songs, some of my best verses, and really creative music on Lenny's end. Anybody who knows Lenny D from the Deep Thinkers knows he's a very creative and experimental producer who dabbles in all types of genre when it comes, like, there's a lot of electronica influence, you know, along with soul and jazz and hip-hop. So it's a great record, man. I think everybody, there's no excuse. That's the thing, like, it's free music, you know, like, there's no excuse for you to not hear it, other than, you know, maybe the cynicism of being a new music listener in 2008 who knows that there's a lot of music out there and they can get it for free, you know. But I'm just asking people to, you know, take a chance on me, you know, because it's not costing you nothing, you know. It's what I'm getting at.
Cool. So who sings the hook on this song
on 24/7? 24/7's hook is sung by the incredible Reggie B from Topeka, Kansas, as well, my hometown. And it was funny the way that song came together, because that song existed before me. It's just, it had the breaks and everything, and there was just the chorus. And I heard that song and was really taken by it, and felt that I had to write something to it. And when Reggie heard my verse to it, he was like, that's it. Like, you can have it. It's your record. You know, you really made it something. So.
All right, and final question. When you do make your first million, what are you going to do with it?
My first $1 million? I'm putting rims on the Mercury Topaz. First $1 million, man, I'm probably going to put it away. Like, not all of it. I'm going to put some of it away, and I'm probably going to buy me a really modest crib in, like, Overland Park or something. Like, I don't have huge aspirations at all. I'll probably lease a Sentra or something, a Maxima. I'll give me something straight. you know, and I'm put the rest of it away because we all know rap money is not that sure. So, yeah, I'm going to get me a Sentra and a modest home in Overland Park, and I'll put the rest away for my little dude. Yeah, that's the plan.
Well, thanks for stopping by, man, and we'll hopefully catch you next time when you're selling your music for...
Yeah, get this one for free. It ain't going to happen again. I'm trying to tell you.
I should probably let people know where to get it for free. Your MySpace page is back up after a lengthy delay.
After a long hiatus, www.myspace.com, STIKFIGA, is back and operational. And you can download the whole EP there for free, or you can download each track at a time. Given that the EP is short, you can get each individual track off of the player. So, yep.
There it is.
It's Stick Figure Man. Had to do it. There you go.
The answer to the question when they ask me what the business. I'm flyer than the ribbon, stick against the laws of physics. I'm out here trying to get it, yeah, them seven figure digits. I'm seeing dead careers when I use my six senses. Ain't no quick fixes, swing for fences when I'm at the place. You ain't first, you last, like I'm Ricky Bobby at the race. Going nowhere fast, see, you like to run your laps in place. Only strong survive, ain't no smile, homie, frown your face. Around the way they hate, it's cool, I could care less. Living in the future ain't my fault that y'all prepared less. Mind fully equipped, homie, don't be careless. Stitching the fabric of time together with some spare thread. I tear reps to shreds, make light of your successes. I'm the king of the jungle, you a tigress or a leopard. Unaffected by the weapons, artistic license protected. Pay a high rate of interest when it come to street credit. But what up with your bro? Stick case you don't know. Turn it up, light in that regal when they roll slow. What up with your bro? What up with your bro? What up with your bro? What up? What up? What up with your bro? Stick case you don't know. Turn it up, light in that cutty when they roll slow. What up with your bro? What up with your bro? What up with your bro? What up? What up? What up?
Pine Ridge, Deer Creek, West Plaza, you know what I'm saying? Elmhurst, Monroe, Chesney, Central Park, the whole east side, High Crest, the whole south side, you know. Top city all day long, 785, you did. 666 zip code, all that good stuff.
The further I go, the deeper I get. The closer I come, the less I can take. The further I go, the deeper I get. The closer I come, the less I can take. I'm right on the precipice, nobody knows. Right there at the edge of this, ready to let it go.
All right, and we're back with ID and Sleeper, who have just released a new album called With Fixed Hands, and we thought that perhaps it was a free release because we came into possession of it and inadvertently leaked it to about 30 people who frequent Lawrence.com. Congratulations, people.
Congratulations.
Give it back now.
Yeah.
But at any rate, we're happy to have you in here anyways because it's a great new disc and we want to share it with the people. Yeah, maybe you guys could give us a little introduction for how this album came together. I believe it's kind of your third full-length collaboration. And is that right?
Yeah. Well, the first album was the demo, the Rain Closet demo, which became Displacement, our debut album on Mush. And then... we did an album that's kind of, it's actually a sleeper solo album that kind of featuring me. I'm about on, I'm not even half the album.
It's about half.
So I'm about half the album, but it's been regarded as pretty much another ID and Sleeper album by people who've reviewed it and stuff. And then this is the, you know, then this is the newest album. This is pretty much the third completely ID and Sleeper album.
We actually started recording it right after we finished the Crawl Space.
Well, we'll listen in and we'll come back and talk about it some more.
In a trance-like state of mind, we can fly. If we can learn to face the sky, in a trance-like state of mind,
further I go, the deeper I get, the closer I come, the less I can say. I'm right on the precipice, nobody knows. I'm right there at the edge of this, ready to let it go. Flesh with no cost.
So Carlos, maybe you could tell us a little bit about some of the approaches you took towards, you know, crafting all the music for this release.
Well, about half of it is like sample based from, you know, still working off of vinyl as far as my sampling source, and the other half is more circuit bent sounds and instruments. And then kind of mixture of the two on some tracks.
Circuit bent might be kind of a term that's a little vague for some people. Could you clarify what that means exactly? Mm-hmm.
Just basically taking, like, for example, you know, a Casio SK1 keyboard, or, you know, a battery operated Yamaha drum machine.
Or speak and spell.
Yeah, speak and spell and stuff
really?
Like that.
Basically kind of, any electronic toy almost.
Yeah, making it produce sounds that it wasn't made to produce.
Opening it up and being a mad scientist.
Touching it in places it's not meant to be touched.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's an art form in itself.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like crate digging in a way.
Oh yeah.
You know, sometimes you find something really nice, and sometimes you spend a lot of time on it and you don't find anything. You know?
Mm-hmm. So. What artists like within the, you know, hip hop sphere also experiment with circuit bent electronics?
Daedalus would be the most well-known, I would think. Although I don't know how much he does it anymore. There's another guy, Odom Relic, who's doing some of it.
There's a rock band called Mobius Band also that I just thought of. That does a ton of that with keyboards. Yeah, really cool stuff.
And I was thinking that, I mean, Aphex Twin might be doing something similar to that. Yeah. I know he's always been like known to open up machines and play with them, so I don't know if you'd consider that the same thing. I really don't know. And I was trying to think of some other band that came to mind that used real experimental sounds, but I can't remember who it is.
So when you heard these for the first time, you know, what were your impressions, and then how did you approach writing to this material?
When I heard the music?
Mm-hmm.
Basically, every beat on this album pretty much blew me away when I first heard it. Some of the stuff, you know, like he said, we pretty much started working on it right after Crawl Space. So he was, you know, passing me a lot of the music all during that time. And even like towards the end of Displacement, I think you were starting to give me some of the beats we used on here.
Yeah.
And a lot of it, when I heard it, I was just completely blown away and kind of intimidated to write to it. So it kind of pushed me to try harder to develop my style a little more towards his style of beat making, and just be even, you know, just be a better songwriter and, you know, more dynamic and stuff like that.
I know what went wrong with all my plans. I know there's still hope if I can go the distance. If you can't tell, I ain't hardly done with this.
Beyond, hold tight, do it right, stay on our feet and close our eyes to all degrees and make it far enough to see the fake it. I'll be vagrant if it's taking place, paying the weight, I'm lost in language, taking day trips to get my head situated, facing wasted with my faith in flames. This ain't the only way, in older age I hope to display a difference in everyday living. Virginia's
living and I know, indignation is the road. Too late, can we just let it all go? Forget control, I'm thinking it's the only way. When it's cold.
So if you weren't lucky enough to get on Lawrence.com during the 35 seconds when this was available,
free download.
You can now pick it up as a paid download on a site, which maybe you could tell us about, Isaac.
Circle Into Square Records, CircleIntoSquare.com, which is a online label, and basically they're just like a storefront, a common market for a lot of people that the guy Tom Phillip frequently works with. The Harvey Girls, who were actually from Lawrence originally, now live in Seattle. It was their label, and Hiram Lute from the Harvey Girls did a review of my solo album, Avatar Hotel, and subsequently we got hooked up with Tom at Circle Into Square to release this album.
And Mush has plans to release it next year as a hard copy, perhaps?
No, they're not releasing it. It's just going to be...
You guys are going to do it as a...
Mush, yeah. Mush has plans to release a second album for us.
Okay.
Okay, a follow-up to the Displacement. That was the only album that they've released of ours.
Gotcha.
They're going to be releasing another album of ours next year. And that's why we put this out with Circle Into Squares, because it was done and we're already halfway through the next one.
Right.
So the record that Mush gets and that will be put out next year is going to be a completely different, brand new record.
Cool. So the business models we were talking about earlier these days, you know, scrape for pennies by putting out your digital downloads.
Downloads, yeah.
Then you get enough capital.
$1 a song.
Yeah. To invest in an actual hard copy.
You sell 1 million songs.
At which point you file for bankruptcy.
And the cash kickback you get from that.
Right. And you go on welfare.
Pays for 500 7-inch records. You use those as promo material.
Or sustenance, should you run out of food.
Which is then leaked onto jihad websites, making you a terrorist.
You guys have this game figured out.
Welcome to the wonderful world, modern day.
I didn't sleep or run in circles around the competition. All right. Well, let's listen to some more music. This is the fourth cut on the record, and maybe you can give us a little introduction for what this one's all about.
This one is...
Medicine.
Actually, I came up with this song on my way to Carlos's house to record some stuff. So
convenient.
And it's a pretty good song, so...
The sky is now open to me, no longer caged in. Solution in myself to the problem adjacent. This is my deliverance from the faithless. I'm on a strange trip, no doses taken. I'm a hypersensitive sage with spirits chasing, anxious. Can't stand waiting, I'm taking off. Blazing across the sky, I've been. Places beyond what your eyes might get, and take us all there is. The prize, my friend, is a costly bliss. And security that worries me no less than its objectives. A threat that can't be lessened by avoiding connections. Things can't be dealt with on the level we stressing. And getting to the next is a test in itself, man. Sit with me in a mindset where time is stretched by empathy. Blinded yet with an insight of centuries. Beyond the flesh when we all connect. I'll be gone when I'm fenced into a corner, no exits left. Hard pressed to transcend as an element I tap the medicine.
So after this podcast comes out and people rush to buy this new record,
right,
and you make all that money,
uh-huh,
what are you going to do with your first million?
What are you going to do, Carlos?
I don't know.
I think I'm going to
be paying some bills, definitely.
I'm going to buy a stealth bomber. You know, I'm going to have Carlos circuit bend it, and I'm going to smoke out some evildoers who have been leaking my album.
Pardon me, I gotta go.
Yeah.
So, you guys think you might end up playing a show anytime this year in Lawrence or next?
It's possible. Hopefully. Yeah. We were talking to Leeds about putting a show together, actually, which now they're separately on separate adventures, and then they'll be getting back together and touring for a while. So maybe when they get back, we might put something together with them. But it takes a lot of forward notice to kind of put a show together for us.
All right. Well, thanks again for stopping by, guys. Any final words of advice for the young hip-hoppers coming up?
Young Hip Hopper's coming up. You go know. Buy our album and study it. Buy our album and study it till you know it by heart. Don't. And then you will be a better person and artist.
Sound sagely words of advice. Yeah. Thank you. All right. Well, Carlos and Isaac, take care of yourselves.
Right on. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Maybe the horrible sight that I could do it too. I said it never me, but all the time I knew the truth. I said it never me, but all the time I knew the truth. I'm still here. I've been going on, going on.
My name's Spence and I have a problem. I spend too much time at the record store. But that's just a part of the game when you're trying to make the music professional. Here's how it started. I was like 15. Drum and bass singles, they were like 15 bucks a piece, and it was trouble. See, I was only getting $80 monthly, and I could only stretch allowance so thin. Whatever mom and pops gave to me, I'd spend. Take the records home with me, then they'd spin right round like the center alive, man. There were times when I was broke, but when I heard that one girl say, bom, bom, I could cope. When I was making beats, it got worse, and worse comes to worse, my people's come first.
Joined here by Spence, Mr. Danny Spence, a.k.a. Spence, formerly known as DJ Spence, but he had to change it because people kept thinking he was a DJ.
It was way too confusing, and actually my initials are Danny J. Spence. So it's like I was kind of born into that name, but then I had to change it because everyone was getting confused. So
this was meant to be like from the moment you know, popped out, you were just like thinking hip hop the whole way.
Yeah, I mean, I had the Play School turntable and, you know, like the toy saxophone and all that. So, you know, I've just been spending the last 21 years getting ready.
Absolutely. And Here you are, Play School sponsored on the 2008 Play School tour. Promoting your new CD, Still in School, a.k.a. Still in Play School. Just kidding. But the CD really is called Still in School. And talk a little bit maybe about how that came together.
Well, the title is based off of, it's kind of like the scholarly series. Because like, I really started doing solo stuff once I came up here to Lawrence to go to college, you know. So the first thing I put out was called the Scholar EP. And this is like the follow-up to that, like Still in School. So just kind of illustrates that I'm still learning things, trying to fulfill multiple roles, and in music's case, as the MC and DJ and producer. So
cool. So this is basically 100% you putting this thing together?
Yeah, for better or worse.
Yeah, doing the production and doing the lyrics and all that. And
exactly, yeah. I mean, cool. I started out as a DJ, got into production, then to MCing, so it's like I've really enjoyed still doing all those things.
Cool, man.
And, yeah, putting it all in the music.
What's your favorite track off this record?
I've got to say Good Times, track 7, because it's kind of like, it's a throwback song, and I talk a lot about growing up in Austin, especially like through high school years and stuff, and just what that was like, and mistakes and like and crazy things I did.
Yeah.
But it's like, it was the good times.
That was where you grew up through most of your teenage years.
Yeah, Austin, until I was like 18 or so.
Yeah.
Born and raised in Austin, Texas.
Cool. So what are some of the, you know, like youthful experiences you talk about on that song?
Going down to this corner store called Speedway and buying beer. It's like, there's this place, it really did not matter how young you looked. Like, you could just go in there and get it. And they got shut down like 8 times, but I think they're still going strong to this day.
Wow. So all you people out there in Austin,
all
you underage kids in Austin.
This is a responsible message from me. Good?
Right now, I'm just thinking about the good times. Right now, I'm just thinking about the good times. Right now, I'm just thinking about the good times.
I'm feeling dynamite like Jimmy Walker. Still underground just like Jimmy Hoffa. When I hear this, man, I start to reminisce over you like the way the CL did. Smooth, I could say life is anything but, cause we gotta deal with many things growing up. Smooth, I could say life is anything but, but let me kick something so you know what's up, man. I'm thinking about the gossip that he say, she say. Tell someone a secret, there's a 3-day delay between when what you said comes back around. So if you talk a lot of mess, it can smack you down. Remember the first time that I took a drink? I was like, damn, and spit it in the sink. That was when I was like 10. Then 7 years later, my friends were introducing me to it. Before I knew it, every weekend, all the people were at parties pursuing some thrill seeking. Then there was this corner store that we called Speedway. We were underage, but hey, there was leeway. 540 with some change, then split it 3 ways. Guzzled that down, we were drunk for like 3 days. And I could call these the misunderstood times, but for now, I'm just thinking about the good.
You're also coming up on a new album. Maybe you could tell us about that.
Yeah, this new project I was actually working on over the summer. I went back to Austin and met up with my homeboy Disco, who's out of Berlin originally. But we were in this hip-hop crew called Loose Change a couple years ago before I moved to Lawrence. And so we reunited as Disco and Spence. And this new album is called 2008.0. It's going to be an EP, and it's going to be, I mean, it's unlike Still in School. It's kind of like we went in a little bit of a different direction.
Mm-hmm. Is it hard to describe that, or can you?
I guess going with more, like, minimalistic beats, mm-hmm. and I kind of, like, you know, I handled the production on it with some help from Disco, and I kind of strayed away from relying really heavily on samples in my production, mm-hmm. and just kind of like program my own bass lines, keyboard lines, drums, and things like that. So I guess it's more of a handcrafted record in that sense. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Cool. So being kind of new to Lawrence, I guess this is your second or third year here, or what exactly?
Coming up on like, I've been here 2 years.
So, okay.
Yeah.
So how have you found the local hip-hop scene to be? Have you found a lot of activity, you know, within it, or, you know, lack thereof?
It's been kind of a mixed scene, and what it kind of seems like was, like, people who were here or who've been here, like, 5 or 6 or 7 years ago, they're saying, like, yeah, you should have been here back then. Like, it was crazy back then. It was really happening. Now it seems to kind of die down a little bit, but I know that there's still kids doing it here.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like the most common trend is like someone makes it really big here, they're successful, and then they go off somewhere else. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I think I was here during that time that people, you know, speak of being, I guess 5 years older than you. So, I mean, they're probably talking about Sounds Good and, yeah. Archetype's still around. That's one good thing. And
approaching those guys
who, you know, Approach is still here and there around. You know, are those artists you're familiar with and maybe you look up to in any way? Or?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I work for the radio station here in town, KGHK.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's kind of how I've gotten to know all those artists. Is, you know, those albums are still around. So I'll break them out and play them.
Mm-hmm.
Play them on the radio.
The golden era of Lawrence hip-hop. 2002, baby.
A whole 6 years ago?
Yeah, not that long ago, actually. I mean, I guess the only way you really know about stuff is when, you know, kids actually get out and perform. At least I wouldn't probably know about it otherwise, unless a record came in or something. But, you know, who have you seen actually besides yourself? And how much have you actually gotten out to perform?
Other people I've seen, it's kind of like it trickles down to Lawrence from other areas. Like, you got Stick Figure from Topeka, you know. I've seen him a lot in the Lawrence area. People from KC, groups like Pro Rev and Awe, Lost Cause, and these other people I've linked up with and done some shows with.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's definitely happening in KC, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I don't know. I just got a car, so I'm actually, like, more able to link up with that scene now.
Do you have any shows planned for this fall? Do you plan to get out?
Yeah, definitely. There's some things in the work. I can't give any definitive dates yet. But yeah.
Play School.
Play School.
Tour.
Tour 08. Me and Korn. You know?
Spelled with a K, right? Play School.
No. Yeah, don't forget about them.
So,
actually, you should forget about
them. Actually, yeah, please do. I think they're Christian now, actually. I think that's kind of the route they took.
That's a good move.
Probably, yeah. Yeah. I have no opinion on that matter, actually. But, you know, probably we should move on.
Let's do it.
Okay. So this latest CD that you have still in school, have you just been giving it out pretty much kind of as a free, you know, hand-to-hand kind of thing or a free digital download?
It's been a freebie. And, yeah, the main way I've distributed it is just online, mainly on my MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
I've linked up with some friends of Disco. He has his crew back in Berlin, Pegasus Basement. So they've done the actual, like, web hosting of the album, you know, and helped me out with, like, some artwork and some press and stuff like that. So, yeah, I've just, like, put it up on the MySpace and, like, put out... At first, I just put out bulletins, like, every hour, like, download this, download this, download this, download this. Like, just driving it into people's heads, bugging them.
That's usually a good way to endear yourself to people on MySpace, just to hit them with, you know, bulletin every 45 seconds.
Exactly.
Until they're just, you know, buried with all these blunt objects and they have no judgment left and they're forced to go download your record. Has it turned out well, or...?
I think so, yeah. I mean, I've gotten good feedback on the record. And, you know, putting it online has definitely just allowed a lot more people to hear it
mm-hmm.
than if I was, like, standing on the street like, hey, man, like, $5 for a CD, man, help me out.
You haven't tried that, huh?
I ran into a guy who was doing that, like, about a week ago downtown on, like, Friday night. And he was like, yeah, man, I made a deal with this record company. If I sell 600,000 of these, they'll give me an album deal.
Whoa.
And he was like, yeah, I've already sold 150,000. I was like, there's no way that's true. So I'm not following his footsteps, you know what I mean?
Plus, if he sells 600,000 of them, why would he want a record deal anyways?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, he'd have, like, bank. He'd be already making, like, you know, 4 or 5 mil at that point.
He'd be all good.
Yeah.
So, you know. But the online route, you know, it seems like a good thing to me. And I've also gotten some CDs, like, professionally pressed. So I'm going to be giving those out to venues around town and trying to get them, hopefully, in some local record shops, you know.
Cool.
So,
if you did make $1 million, what would you do with it?
Give it to the poor. I'm just kidding.
No, seriously, though. I wouldn't do that.
I would buy my mom a crib, buy my dad a crib, you know. Probably, like, get a nice tour bus and then, like, take all my friends and assemble, like, the most badass entourage,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and then just continue doing music, go on tour.
Sounds like a good plan, man. Mm-hmm. Hope it happens. Tell us a little bit more about some of your influences, you know, where you're coming from, and just some of your favorites, what kind of stuff you're listening to these days.
Well, influence-wise, I actually got started, you know, I said I got started DJing, but I started out in, like, drum and bass and jungle,
mm-hmm.
that type of stuff, which, you know, by the time I got into it, it pretty much died in the States. But, you know, went from that into hip-hop. And I guess first groups I started out, like, pretty typical for the hip-hop scene, like Jurassic 5, Tribe Called Quest, and Pharcyde, like, universally good stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, music that pretty much everybody digs. Like, I've never heard anybody rag on Tribe Called Quest.
Right.
You know? But I guess that's where my influences are at, like, old school stuff.
Cool.
And
anything lately been exciting for you?
I've been jamming the hell out of The Roots, the new Roots album, mm-hmm. Rising Down. I think it's incredibly good. And then, like, more acts like the Cool Kids and Kids in the Hall. The kind of, like, they're calling it hipster rap, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know what else to call it because right. it's different. It's like, you know, people being able to go out there and, like, be successful and not have to talk about being a thug. Or being from the hood, having to lie about that.
I think we used to call that backpacker rap back in 2002.
Yeah, backpack rap. Now that's kind of been stigmatized, though.
Yeah.
You know? But
that's not something that's cool to be called anymore.
Probably not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But
Play School Rap is the new backpacker rap.
Play School Rap. You heard it here. I'm starting it right now.
I have a story I like to tell. About a little girl, she done me wrong. This is the way the story goes. Listen.
What's up, y'all? This is Spence in the lab right now. It's cool now. Disco passed on this beat, I made it to a jam.
check it. Let's go. Bounce, 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 bounce.
I'm gonna tell you my story real quick. It goes like this.
Girl, listen up, if you let me be candid. When I saw you on campus, I thought of my chances of exchanging more than glances and making advances. My intentions were better than you just ending up pantless. But if it happens, then it does. I got a second pillow on my bed just because. I'm sorry that your shirt isn't where you thought it was. And you can blame that on the alcohol if you want. But I know that's a front. Why you feel like you gotta save face? Love and leave, pause the breathing. Take the walk of shame. Act like you don't remember or it don't mean much. But this ain't the Oprah show, nah, it ain't that clean cut. I'm gonna tell you like this, y'all. It ain't love, but it's something so. Girl, why you fronting on me? This song's for my fellas and for my ladies, so. It ain't love, but it's something so. Girl, why you? You got gone at around the break of dawn. So Bonita Applebum, I suppose you put me on. Damn. My bed's moved a couple feet, makeup smeared on the sheets. You look good without it though, it ain't something that you need. I'll be your friend after this, but please don't mistake it. Cause things gon' be different since I've seen your ass naked, vice versa. And you know that I ain't the type to hurt you, but I can't say the same for those other guys. See, I know that you think that you ain't worth much, so you're drawn to the men who treat you as such. But the truth is, what? You're worthy of my time. But I ain't gonna be that dude on the sidelines. So pop a Miller if you wanna live the high life. I know we've all had those one night highlights. Like Jay-Z said, mommy, get your mind right. I got enough trouble sometimes keeping mine right.
Well, thanks for coming by, Danny. Appreciate it. And best of luck to you as you continue to make records and perform around Lawrence and worldwide.
Definitely, man. Thanks for having me. And just so everybody knows, 2008.0 comes out on September 30th. So you can get that at my MySpace, myspace.com/spenceisgood.
Another free release?
Free release. So you can go on there and download it. Do whatever you want with it. Give it to your grandma. Convince her that hip-hop's good.
Yeah, everybody say yeah, yeah, one more again, yeah.